My guest at the moment is Dr. Sasan Royai. He is the director of hepatobiliary program, and I got through that, but I have no idea exactly what it is. Please do tell us, and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me. Hepatobiliary essentially means having to do with the liver and the bile ducts. So any diseases associated with the liver or bile ducts is one of my expertise. Plus, I also do surgeries on patients for pancreatic tumors as well.
Wow. Okay. Well, having joined the hospital in the summer of 2017, you haven't been here that long. Tell us a little bit about your experience and what brought you here and the benefit to patients in your care.
So I originally did all my training at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City. I trained in general surgery and then did a fellowship in abdominal organ transplantation, which includes liver, pancreas, kidney, and small intestine. I practiced in transplantation, but my career kind of started to evolve more towards removing parts of people's livers for tumors rather than transplanting the entire liver. And so eventually my transition completely away from transplantation and into hepatobiliary surgery.
I see. Okay. So let's talk about liver disease. I mean, the only thing I think I've heard about it over the years is, you know, watch how much you drink because of your liver. Now, I'm sure there's much more to it than that. Why is it that liver disease is on the rise in the U.S., and what are some of the more common issues surrounding liver disease?
So for sure, alcohol is a big reason why people develop liver disease. But some of the more common ones that maybe people aren't more familiar with is hepatitis C, for instance, the incidence of which is increasing in the United States. And a lot of people out there have hepatitis C and are not diagnosed yet. And so they don't know that they have it. And then as the country gets more and more obese, fatty liver disease is becoming a more significant problem and leading to both liver failure and development of liver tumors. And then as the population gets older, just age by itself is a risk factor for developing primary liver cancer.
Well, I have been seeing these commercials on TV for hepatitis C and stuff. It is becoming much more prevalent, it seems like. But what is hepatitis C and why do people have it and not know they even have it?
So hepatitis C is a virus that's usually transmitted by bloodborne means, either through blood transfusion or sharing of needles. Those are the most common reasons. And until 1992, there wasn't a test to diagnose hepatitis C, and so blood donors couldn't be screened. So if you received a transfusion before 92, you could have contracted hepatitis C and not even known it. If in your past you dabbled in drugs and shared needles, that's another reason that you could have it. And it's not just blood transfusion. It's also blood products. So hemophiliacs, for instance, were at particular risk for developing hepatitis C.
What is the, in terms of the prognosis, are they able to do something about this? Or is there any cure? Or,
you know, yes, there is now very effective treatments for hepatitis C that have just come out on the market within the past couple of years with minimal toxicity and high success rates. Mm-hmm. There is something that can be done about hepatitis C. But what's also very important is once you get diagnosed with hepatitis C or any other form of liver disease, you know that you're at an increased risk for liver cancer. And you need to be screened so that if you do develop liver cancer, it's caught at a very early stage.
Very good. Well, I understand that the kind of program here at White Plains Hospital is in high demand, with cases having previously been referred to city hospitals, like you said. But not only do you focus your time here in Westchester, you've traveled the entire world to share your techniques and train other surgeons. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Sure. So I go every year to Mongolia to train their surgeons in liver surgery and pancreatic surgery. Mongolia has the highest rate of liver cancer anywhere in the world. And I've been going there now for 10 years, and it's been very rewarding to see how over that period of time their abilities have really increased to a point where they're completely independent now and maybe won't need me much longer. I also get invited to other countries. I go to Italy every year to demonstrate liver surgery, and I've gone to a lot of other places, China, France.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's exciting, and it's a rewarding part of what I do. Yeah.
Sounds very satisfying. In terms of pancreatic cancer, that used to also be a big sort of the death knell. And how far have we come in terms of being able to, you know, really get people beyond it and still having a good life?
So as far as the surgical aspect of treating pancreatic cancer, the morbidity and mortality associated with pancreatic surgery has really decreased significantly, and that's has a lot to do with surgeons becoming more experienced and centers of excellence developing around these complex operations. And on the chemotherapy front also, new regimens have come out that have shown significantly more promise than anything we've had before. So from both ends, we seem to be making progress from the surgical end and from the medical treatment end, both.
Wonderful news again. Thank you so much, Dr. Sasan Rayai, here at White Plains Hospital, Director of Hepatobiliary.
Correct.